Thomas Paine's Rights of Man, A Biography by Christopher Hitchens. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2006, Christopher Hitchens. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Atlantic Monthly Press, an imprint of Grove Atlantic, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Children in the United States are taught early in life to sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee, in which the main verse goes, My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. This is an averagely sentimental ditty, but it was promoted to immortality by the great Dr. Martin Luther King in the imperishable speech that he made on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial at the climax of the Civil Rights March on Washington in the spring of 1963. Seizing the familiar words of the schoolroom for his peroration, he demanded that freedom should ring from every hilltop, north and south, from New Hampshire to California and down to Mississippi, until the original promise of the United States had been kept for all its citizens. If America is to be a great nation, he proclaimed, this must come true. My Country, 'Tis of Thee, would be a fairly easy song for British school children to master as well. It is sung, for one thing, to the tune of the National Anthem. This rather unimaginative hymn, the first national anthem in the world, as it happens, seems to have originated as a Jacobite chanson, but was rewritten for the cause of Protestant Church and King in September 1745, as the Jacobite rebel invaders from Scotland were menacing the throne. A theatre audience in London rose to intone, as well as the first verse, the less commonly heard second one. O Lord our God, arise, scatter his enemies, and make them fall. Confound their politics, frustrate their knavish tricks, on him our hopes are fixed, O save us all. The hymn, in this case, was George II, representative of the Hanoverian usurpation that endures on the British throne to the present day. By the early 1800s, his son, George III, was being greeted by this song on official occasions. And by that time, another version was in circulation, written by the great radical artisan poet Joseph Mather. God save great Thomas Paine, his rights of man explain to every soul. He makes the blind to see what dupes and slaves they be, and points out...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?